Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Brett, we got episode number 3 of Accountability Connection, brand new podcast out there. Brett, we're talking about fitness. We're talking about accountability. We're talking about motivation. We're talking about all these different mentors that we learn from, man. It's a good time. So if you're listening to this episode as the first one, I encourage you to go back, listen to all of them. But Brett, let's get into it, man. Episode 3, let's talk about what we were doing this week. Let's talk about what we had going on for exercise a little bit before we get into our weekly goals, or last week's goals, I should say.
Exercise. Well, that's something I do every day. So I've been doing the interval training, trying to run faster. But then the other day, I don't know what got into me. I decided to hell with the intervals, and I just did it. And it was painful. It sucked. I was not happy at all at the end of it. My knee was upset with me. My knee was pissed. I'm not going to refer to my knee as a he. That's just wrong. Anyway.
Can knees have identities now, Brett? Probably.
Anybody can. You know, you can do whatever you want. But I did that. And that I ended up, I think it was like I spent like a 0.6 of a mile or whatever at a 6-minute pace. So I was not bad. That was pretty good. I was pretty hyped. But then my knee was upset with me after that. And that carried into today. I went into my squats, and I've been doing this workout program from these guys called from Mind Pump Media. Shout out them. They have a great podcast. And calling for like wicked deep squats and like 4 sets of 15 with a 5-second negative. I'm at the bottom of one of them and my knee just goes skip. And that was it. I was done. I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to work. I'm done for the day. So yeah, that's how mine went. Not a great one, but how was yours?
Jim's been beating you up, man. Damn.
Yeah, dude, I do it to myself.
Those negatives are what will kill you, dude. Those, ooh. But you know me, I've been running, man, been keeping the run streak, you know, strong since May or whatever it is. But dude, I've been moving and grooving. I got a sore groin, like my left, something in that thigh, man, is just hurting, dude. And I was limping around a little today, got out of jury duty, man, was not selected as a juror. So that was a waste of my morning. But you know, I was like, got to go out, run, celebrate. I hit a 5-miler today. I hit 8 yesterday. So like, I've been cruising, man. I'm getting my mileage back up. I pulled out some of my runs. I've gotten a couple 7s in lately. So I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Yeah, this cold weather, it makes you want to run faster because you don't want to be out there. You don't want to be out there. But you know, I had to hit the rock gym too this week, man. I've been climbing well. Getting that muscle back up because I'm getting back to consistently climbing some V2s, so I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling nice. This close to hitting a V3, but we'll get there, Brett. We'll get there. Maybe when you come back to the rock gym with me eventually.
I was going to say, what is V? What is that? I don't understand the ratings.
Well, for bouldering, I could go into it, but for bouldering, there's B1 through B5 beginner, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when you get to like past beginner, it's V's for whatever reason. It's V.
That just mean veteran.
I honestly don't know what it means, but I climb like V2 at my max, dude. I climb V3 at my max, but I'm gonna get back up there. But no one knows what I'm talking about, Brett. No one listening to this knows anything about rock climbing, so I won't ramble on too much there, but I've been getting out there, man. Unfortunately, failed my goal, your challenge for me of coming to the gym with you, man. Neither of us even thought about it. Like no text sent either way. I'm gonna make you a little accountable for that.
Hey, it's fine. I'll hold to it. I usually bug people to get in there with me, and I just forgot. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and then you're gonna ask me to go on like Thanksgiving morning or something at like 4 a.m. Man, you're a nut.
gotta practice mindfulness, you know.
How are those goals looking this week, Brett? I got your goals right here, man. You talked about that gym consistency because you missed your first day in forever. Talked about getting that interval training in, which seems like you kind of ditched a little bit. And
yeah,
I wrote down healthy-ish diet along with a new investment. So what were we looking at for those guys?
We hit a 80% mark.
Okay.
Everything was good. So I actually did do the interval training pretty strictly for like the first part of the week. So I did 2 days sticking to it. But then the other day I deviated away. I did stay consistent at the gym. I actually almost missed again today. My phone, for whatever reason, won't charge on my charger. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So it was dead this morning. But then I just packed everything up, ate before I left, went right there. I still got my time in. I just, it was just that weird time. It was very strange, but very different. That was fun though. Eat mostly clean. I failed. That sucked. I was pissed.
I mean, it was, you're 90-10, 80-20, 70-30. Like, you do okay?
I did all right. I mean, you know, Ashley bought a cake yesterday. And, you know, that's my favorite thing on the planet. So that didn't go too great. And chocolate the candy, or vanilla? Funfetti.
Funfetti. Well, my bad.
Unbelievable. It's so good. I don't understand why, but it, oh my goodness, it's fantastic. And yeah, then I kept doing the original thoughts on the Instagram. That's been going well. And then the investment opportunities, I went kind of nuts. I had that in the back of my head all week. So I had a couple $100 left over, from a couple paychecks. And I got some dividends in from my other stocks. So it gave me like $500. So I was like, all right, just going to throw it in a couple different things. So I bought 4, which is pretty nice.
There we go.
So I was hyped. Perfect timing too. Everything's starting to go back to the way I want it to. So it's a good time. I'm having good time with that.
All right. You did good on them. I mean, neither of us did each other's challenges. So we definitely failed there. And we were both like 80% on our own goals. I hit my runs. I, you know, got the pod good online. Didn't do mobility day, but man, we gonna be better, Brett. We gonna come in here.
We gotta go.
We're gonna come in here and we're gonna talk about how we're failing every single week and how we're not taking responsibility for doing these little things, man. We gotta be better. We gotta hold each other accountable, man. Let's get after it. Let's go.
I like it.
All right, we'll talk.
One day, I just don't want to fail. I'm going to come in here and be like, I was perfect this week. It's never going to happen, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like me, man. Come on. Why? I found a couple jobs to apply to. I didn't apply to them yet. I got them all on a tab on my computer right here, man. Like, that was one of my other things. I got to get on that, but.
It's a lengthy process.
Had to book the girlfriend birthday and, like, do some stuff. I had some stuff I had to take care of, you know?
Man, priorities, you know? Can't have the lady mad at you. That would be a big no-no.
Ashley will appreciate listening to that if she ever listens. Episode 2, Brett. Episode 2, man. How we feeling listening back to it again? It's your second time hearing yourself back for a little while.
It was interesting still. I still don't understand why I sound so different to myself. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
It's not just you, bro. Don't worry.
I'm sure.
Everyone does that.
I keep taking like little notes, just seeing like, oh, I can do here, do there, do something a little bit different. So I'm just trying to consistently improve and get better at talking to people. Mm-hmm. Not my strong suit.
Hey man, it's slow and steady. It's that little improvement, man. I read 50 pages of The Compound Effect this morning while I was waiting for jury duty and getting back into that book, man. I'm like, those small little adjustments, man, those pay dividends at the end of the day. Or I shouldn't say at the end of the day, at the end of 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, those little things. So
we're
going to get there, bro. There's going to be plenty of episodes to get better, man. It was funny. I listened back and I'm hearing myself say, oh yeah, well, I always say man or dude, blah, blah, blah. And then the rest of the episode, I'm doing it. So I don't know. Do I need to put like a little sign right here on my computer? Like tape something up and say, stop saying these certain words. I'm going to have to figure that one out.
Man, it's not that bad though. I listened to it. I mean, it's not like crazy.
No. And again, small improvements every week. We, you know, got the thumbnails going, changed up some things on the visual side, added some things for the YouTube. So this pod's going to get better every week. We can absolutely promise that. And you guys are going to notice the difference as we go. But Brett, let's get into the chunk of this episode, dude. Let's talk about it. What are those two topics you want to talk about today?
So we got moderation and relativity, and they are different. I promise. They sound very similar and their application is very similar, but they're different.
Big words and sound similar.
Yeah, I guess that's not a bad point. But the first one I want to talk about, which is really applicable to the week that I just talked about is moderation. That has been my biggest enemy on the planet, because I don't know how to do that. I don't have the mental discipline to sit there and say, like, hey, like, we need to scale back. So it, moderation in practice, or the way that I think of it, is just a small, it's not becoming obsessed. So many people talk about, like, obsession is a good thing, it's great, it's a way to get yourself to the next level, like all that kind of stuff. But in a physical realm of things, that's not how it goes. Like, you think about, like, CT Fletcher, he's awesome, really cool guy, like, obviously he's the confident Superman, what a beast. But the man has had 2 heart transplants because his lifestyle was so unbelievably bad for you. The man focused so much on just eating as much as he possibly could, like McDonald's and all the other bullshit that's, like, horrible for you, and it destroyed his heart. And then you look at, like, Goggins recently. He's nuts, obviously. Everybody knows he's nuts. And he had to have, like, some crazy surgery on his shin, and now it's, like, all nasty looking, and he can't run. And it's like, okay, like, if you go that far, you can't do the things that you love to do for a long time. So it's knowing when to slow down, work on something different. If your knee is barking at you, like in my case, stop and just rest for a week or 2 weeks, or do upper body, do something else. Stop squatting or stop running a million miles a day and doing all this other crap. And you'll be able to do it when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, or even a couple months from now, you'll be back to 100%. And that's kind of what moderation is. It's like injury prevention, keeps you consistent, and it stops you from that inevitable burnout where you get sick, disgusting. It's unbelievable.
I think one thing that's just so huge with moderation is, like, kind of how you frame those rest days or taking time off. Like, we talked about, was it last week? We talked about the power of words and, like, how you can simply frame something differently and it totally changes the outlook and how you're thinking about a situation. Like, if you're thinking, oh, I'm not getting my work in today, like, I'm a bitch, I'm doing this, that, the other, like, no, you need to step back and say, oh man, this is so good for me. Like, if I take this one day off, I'm going to have 4 or 5 better days in a row. If I work upper body today, rather than, you know, doing legs again, or whatever the case is, like, for me, running, I would love if I could just go run 5-6 miles every day, but I know my legs can't handle that with where I'm at right now. So I do 5.4 today. I do 8 yesterday, but before that I do 1. Day before that, I do 1. Day before that, I do 3. You know what I mean? Like, you have to step back and frame those off days. You have to change how you look at it. You have to understand the value and the benefit of it. I think that's one thing that's been huge for me.
I agree with you. And it is, a lot of it is the wording of things. Instead of calling it, like, an off day, call it I'm taking care of myself day. Like, it's one of those things. You have to prioritize your health. And that's what exercise is supposed to do, but it can become unhealthy if you don't do it correctly. And the one thing that I wanted to ask you in particular, have you had any situations where moderation would have helped? Like, where you've hit burnout or gotten injured just from being stupid? Like,
Yeah. Cause I'm like you, I'm like, oh, it's a bad ankle. I can run on that. That's no problem. Oh, you know, like, and pushing it too much in certain situations where, you know, you're not feeling good. I mean, that's happened to me in athletics for a very long time. All the way back to playing football in Pop Warner, when you know you're hurt and your toe's broken or whatever, and you're still playing and smashing heads into other people. I mean, I think it's kind of normal and natural. Like, we're all competitive. And even if you're competing against yourself, you have that drive, you have that inner fire, and you want to keep moving forward and keep just hammering on your goals. And I think it's so easy to fall into that. And I mean, I've gotten really good. I mean, running's my thing, so I'm always going to be talking about that, but I've gotten really good over the past 2.5 years of knowing when to take time off. And time off for me is a 1 mile run, right? But I will do that for weeks at a time. Like, if my legs aren't feeling good, if I'm not feeling good, I will do weeks of just 1 mile a day, if that's what it takes. Because if your body's not feeling right, if you're running and you're hip, your knee, your ankle, and your shoulder all feel messed up, and you're going out and continuing to further those injuries, you're not doing anyone favors. You're not doing yourself a favor, which is the biggest thing, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. And it is crazy because I find myself in that same like echo chamber. It's like something's messed up or something's whatever, and you just want to push yourself. And it's weird. Like I think a lot of it is with guys like us when we were athletes in high school. And if you were hurt and you told your coach, but you could still walk, he'd be like, what do you mean you're hurt? I'll never forget going into the football coach's office. He just pulled me up to JV the day before, like freshman year or whatever. And I had broken my hand, like literally broken my hand. And my thumb was hanging off and everything. And it was all messed up. And I walked into his office after having a cast on. He was just like, oh, Brett, how's it going? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, good. Coach, I think I'm done for the year. I can't play with a cast. Like, what do you mean? All you have to do is tackle people. Dude, like, I can't do this. Like, no. But I think it goes back to that. And it happens everywhere. Like, coaches, like, are just, they want everything out of their players, even in high school. And then it could screw you up forever. It's
D3 high school football, basketball, whatever. And we're laying out our lives hoping to just get that tackle or whatever, man. It's crazy. And I think it needs to be more in practice in those institutions, with those teams, with the schools. Like, moderation, something that needs to be practiced a lot more. You have kids going to school for 8 hours. You got practice for 2 hours after school, and then film, and then this, and the kid's going for 12, 13 hours. Yeah. Gets home and got to do homework, man. There needs to be a lot more moderation in that realm. I think there, without a doubt,
a lot of guys. So it's funny. I can rattle off all these random strength dudes. There's this guy named Zach Evanesh. He runs the industrial strength. That's another guy. He runs the underground strength and fitness certification in gym or whatever.
Okay.
And he's awesome. He's a beast, but he's wicked old school. So he talks about, like, now he says there's a lot of moderation in high school and college sports. So, like, they're not doing, like, he's a big football guy, and they're not doing pads every day, and they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And he's talking about, like, oh, when we were kids, we were outside every day, this, that, or whatever, like the typical boomer language. And he's going off about that, and he has a point, but I don't think it's wrong to moderate these kids, because the science now is saying that if you want longevity and you want durability, and if you want durability, which is one of the best qualities you can have in a player, you need to rest them. You need to prioritize these things, but you have to do it correctly. And that's another thing too. You have to moderate your rest days as well. Like, you can't just sit on your ass and do shit all day and just watch TV. Like, no, that's not a rest day. That's not real, because then your joints lock up, everything, the lactic acid doesn't get to move around. You're not going to feel as good the next day. You go in and you haven't moved, and you can't do it. It won't be as good. Your performance will sap. So it's literally, everything is relative. Boom.
Look at that transition.
I got,
man,
that one.
Look at that transition. Let's get into relativity, man.
I love relativity.
I know you wanted to start off a little with Joe DeFranco, man, talking about his podcast a bit.
Another random strength guy that I love. So he's,
man,
funny.
You are
so
gushing. You're blushing, rosy cheeks over there. You're talking about your strength guys.
I love the strength guys. These are the dudes that literally, if I could sit them down in an area and just ask them questions, I could go on for days. But Joe DeFranco, he brought back one of these theories of mine that's relativity. And like my dad always said, everything is relative, which I never understood what that meant until not too long ago. So with Joe DeFranco, he was a big strength guy, crazy performance coach, whatever. And he was an absolute meathead, self-proclaimed meathead. So he was in there just lunking weight, never ran cardio, like real steady state cardio, just pushing over his head, 1,000,000 pounds, deadlifting, whatever. And at some point, he overdid it and blew out his shoulder, like completely. And he's talked now extensively about longevity. Obviously, he's not going to have the longevity that he would like. after that, but he's stepped away from the barbell, doesn't do a lot of barbell work, and he talks a lot about relative strength, which is the way that he describes it. So he came up with this fancy way of looking at things. He modeled it after the NFL combine, like how they do vert jumps, 40s, bench press or whatever. And he calls it his relative strength index. So like you have to be able to do a certain amount of push-ups, pull-ups, and what are they called? Goblet squats with like half of your body weight in a dumbbell, which is tough. Like I would say that's difficult. And he talks about like levels to it or whatever, but it made me think about things. And it brought me back to when I was in college and I was doing a lot of powerlifting. I was like 225, 230 pounds. I was benching close to 300 pounds. I was squatting 365 pounds. I was deadlifting like 425. It's all pretty good stuff. I couldn't even do a pull-up, dude. How strong can you really be if you can't pull yourself up in such a functional movement that you can't do that? And same thing with push-ups. I could do like 10 push-ups. I couldn't do a bodyweight squat. And it's like, you are not that strong if you are not functional without a bell and without a barbell on your back. And it brought me to it. It's like, I had to lose a lot of body fat. So the big thing is with relativity. So it helps with so many different things. It's like, if you're lifting weights, you're never going to be able, everything is relative. Your weight is relative. I'm not going to go out and squat 1,000 pounds, but if I was doing double my body weight, that is relatively good to my body weight, which is fantastic. Like it would be 400 pounds or something, which is good, but it's not like I'm going to a meet or nothing. And yeah, it's like focusing on your relative strength gives you the longevity you're looking for. It keeps you, it gives you new goals to chase, and it's fantastic. Like with you, you love running. Something relatively good for you is not going to be relatively good for me. If we're competing in that realm, I would drive myself insane trying to keep up with you on a distance run.
Yeah.
But relative to what my goals are, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's same thing in the gym with me. If you're trying to bench press with me, which I'm sure you still could, but
oh, not quite anymore. But
I don't know, man. You can still do it, I'm sure. but like, yeah, if you wanted to bench press with me, or even better, Cardozo is a savage. If you wanted to bench with Cardozo, relative to your body weight and your priorities, you don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And that's the biggest thing. Like, especially in the gym, you don't want to hurt yourself trying to chase somebody else's PR. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I thought about when I was reading through the notes that you put down here is when I see people pull up to the Rock gym, man, and you see, so I'm there the other day and I talked to this guy. He was nice, no problem with him, but he didn't really know how to climb. He's not like doing the right stuff. Dude's arms are like this thick, just pure muscle, absolutely shredded. You see every little piece of his tricep, man. And I'm like, how weird is it that I can outclimb this guy? You know what I mean? Know. Because the strength that he practices is not the strength that I practice. And you know, you and I, when we talk about, we like to talk about climbing as functional strength. You never actually work out your fingers, your forearms, like things that can functionally help you and are kind of normal and more body weight exercises. But if I went to the gym with that guy, dude, I would die under the bench press, the squat rack, and he dumbbell. I wouldn't be able to pick up the dumbbells he's using, man. And that's the thing that you're talking about, how it's kind of like with your goals. And it's one of those things where you have to separate your goals from what other people are doing. It's so easy to walk around the gym and be like, oh my God, that dude is throwing up crazy weight. Like, I want to get like that. I want to do that. Or, you know, in a different realm, you know, we're at the triathlon and we're like, no, I want to finish 45 minutes faster. And it's like, man, what those people train and practice and do, we thought we were going to walk in and do really well. And we got absolutely humbled and we got our asses handed to us. Like, it's so, strength in any of these exercises is so relative. It really is. It really is.
I know. And that's why, and that's kind of why I want to talk about it, especially with the moderation key of it. You are going to kill yourself if you're chasing after some of these dudes. Like if I went after like whoever, like, I don't even know, like, what's his name? Ronnie Coleman's PR. Like I'd kill my, like, half like storm. It's all relative, but again, I don't want to be anything like him because he's in a wheelchair now. Right?
right?
Great guy, but again, tough. But yeah, no, and it's all relative to what you want, and that's so important. Actually, you said something that I think is really key too, is that you need to focus on what you're doing. It's not you versus whoever else. It's you versus yourself. Mm. You need to focus on being just like 1% better every month, even. Mm. You're like trying to just get a little tiny bit better every time you go out.
I've only done the 2 half marathons, but in my first one, I'm running, we're like maybe a mile in, and I've been running with these two guys. And I said, hey, any advice for a newbie? This is my first half. Any advice? And guy looks at me, he's like, dude, just run your own race. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about passing people. Don't worry about people passing you. Don't worry about the splits on your watch. Run your own race, man. And I've told so many people that. I said it to 4 people at the last one I did that were asking me and that I was talking to. And it's like, man, that applies to anything. You know, do your own exercises. Don't worry about anyone else's. Stay in your lane, focus on you, and run your own race. And that can be in any area of life, man. So let's talk about how moderation and relativity, how are we going to get those into our everyday lives, Brett?
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head too with that one. Yeah. Is that run your own race. That's a big relative thing. Your goals, you have to keep everything relative to what you want and what's in your life and what your skill level is. Like, I'm not going out and doing, what it was called, like the overhead snatch things. Like, they're insane. Like, I have no desire to do that, and I would never be able to, but it's relative to my goals. And same thing goes with moderation. You have to, or not the same thing, but they're different. But moderation, you need to prioritize your rest.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, relative to your goals. I mean, yeah. And you can't focus on like wanting to be that crazy dude that you see on Instagram that's like, oh, we're after it every day, like, oh, we're going, like, they're going insane every day. Like, no, it's a damn lie. Like, they only post the things that are really interesting, and they also, half of them are hopped up on enough steroids to kill a horse.
I love the NBA players where, you know, they're like, just because I'm not posting my workouts every day like these other guys doesn't mean I'm getting after it. Like, people were giving Paul George hate 1 year, and they're like, we haven't seen you in the gym at all, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm sorry I don't post my 3, 4, 5 hour workouts every day. Why would I do that? It's none of y'all's business, man. It's
crazy. People are just nuts. And everybody wants like that big hype video.
Yeah.
But like, that's not real. That kind of stuff isn't real. Yeah. Like, none of that Instagram hyped up craziness is real. Mm. It's like once every blue moon, like, you see all the crazy these guys, and it kills me every time. Like, I follow this powerlifting page, and this guy goes 785-pound deadlift at 17 years old, and I forgot to struggle. It's like, bro, like. And I look at it, I get pissed. I'm immediately like, oh, this guy's 17. And he's out there looking like this. But at the same time, it's just like, but again, that's not real. That dude, you don't see all the work that kid puts in. You don't see all the practice and everything else. Like, all he probably does is deadlift.
Yeah.
Every day, but you do different levels of deadlifting. You're not deadlifting 785 pounds every day. You die.
Hey, well, he got exactly what he wanted, because we're sitting here talking about him, right?
Beast. No, he's a beast. I wish I knew what his name was, but yeah, no, he's a beast. And yeah, no, it's all that fake Instagram crap. It drives me insane.
I'm 100% with you there, man. And it's so easy to tell now too. It's like, it's not hard to spot when you're scrolling and seeing those just ridiculous things. But bro, let's talk about how to prioritize rest a little bit. Let's talk about how, like, building in and scheduling in moderation, man. I mean, whether it's meditation, whether it's, you know, stretching, whatever it is, like, let's talk about how to prioritize rest a little bit and how you could kind of work that into your schedule, like healthy, productive forms of rest.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, I, so it's interesting from that workout program, they schedule in mobility days, 4 times a week. So I'm actually only lifting 3 days a week.
Mm.
So most of it is just injury prevention, mobility work, just movements. And that's something I needed big time, even though I needed more of it because now I have to stop. But but like, just having a day where you're just like, all right, I'm gonna go for a nice long walk. Like, walking is one of the biggest, or not biggest, it's one of the best exercises you can do for yourself. Burns a good amount of calories, not super difficult on the joints or whatever. And if you go somewhere where it's really nice and serene or whatever, you get a really nice mental break from everything too. Mm. Just put your phone down, don't touch anything, and just be present in that area. And you get it up here, you get it with your body. It's fantastic. Just
that's why I have to be outside every day, man. That's why I have to be out and moving every single day. That is so huge, man. Dude, I post it on my Instagram stories all the time. I'm like, you have 10 minutes. You yep. have 15 minutes. You have been sitting here scrolling for 35 at this point. You can go out and go for a 5-minute walk. You can go out and give yourself 10 minutes to go breathe and get a little exercise in, and you owe it to yourself. You really do. And that's something you have to prioritize. And we're talking about it. It can be helpful and it can be good mentally and physically for you, whether it's stretching, whether it's meditation, whether it's going for a walk. You can do light, easy things that only take 10 minutes that can be so beneficial for you. So beneficial. And we don't do enough of it.
No, I know I don't. I don't get out enough, which stinks to say, but it's like, it's crazy too, because you go now, especially with daylight savings time, you go to work in the dark, you get back in the dark, like it stinks. And you don't want to go for a walk because it's cold or whatever, but it's good just to get fresh air and just be on your feet and being present. It's huge.
Man, sun going absolutely down huge. At 4 p.m. is just, that is tough. That is tough.
I just miss watching the sunrise in the morning on the treadmill. That was always the best thing. Sitting there like, yeah.
Hey, it'll come back. It'll come back.
One day.
Just Brett, last thing before we move into a little new segment on the show, man. I mean, what about just taking a day off once in a while, man? Like, why don't we do that enough? Like, why we feel we got to hammer it in every single day? You know, you can't be afraid to take a day off here and there.
For real. Yeah. And it's the new pressure too. Social media, man. It's literally just so bad for everybody, which I mean, we're putting this on social media, but it is, it's really bad. Everybody just sees like the best of a certain person's life. You don't see like when they're just chilling or when they're sick or when they're tired. Like you're only seeing them when they're hyped up or when they're really happy. Like that's not real. That's not how this goes. Like,
I'm pretty sure Dwayne The Rock Johnson never gets tired, hurt, sick or
anything. Yeah, right.
Like I'm pretty sure.
Prime example. No, that man he has to sleep like an astronomical amount of time to have that kind of muscle, dude. No way.
That dude probably sleeps like a rock. I've never seen one person in so many places at the same time.
See what
time,
you did
man.
There.
Yeah, right. I actually didn't even mean that. Damn. That, totally honestly didn't mean that. But Brett, let's move towards the end of the show, man. And quick little segment we want to work in here is just quote of the week, man. We're both going to just be bringing in a quote every week, whether it's something we read that day that's relevant to us that week, something that helps us get through a workout of the week, or maybe just a quote we like and want to talk about, man. And I'll have you go first. Let's talk about yours.
Yeah, man. I read this a couple months ago and oh my goodness, what is the book called? It's No. He wrote a bunch of books too. Admiral William Raven, it's either in Sea Stories or the other one that I read, and I forget. I'll think of the name.
Yeah.
But he said, smooth seas do not make skillful sailors. And this had no relevancy to anything in the military at the time. I forget. It was referring to something after he was out. But I took that and said that, you know, your situations, if they're difficult or whatever difficulties you may face, make you stronger. And it improves you in some way, shape, or form, whether it's mentally or physically. And the only reason I picked it this week is I'm going through it with a bunch of different things going on. I won't get into them because they're family things, but it is true. And it boosts your mentality if you can get through these situations and just look back and be like, damn, we did it.
Yeah, I've been through it, man. Huge. I couldn't agree more. And I'm pretty sure I've said it on both episodes at this point, you know, the first two, but if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. If you are not uncomfortable and you are just feeling good and consistently content and fine, and there's no bumps in the road, there's no room for growth. How can you grow in that situation, man? I mean, you need some, you can't have smooth seas every day. You absolutely cannot. You will not grow. Man, the quote I had, there's this comedian, Duncan Trussell. And, you know, I put this on here because we were talking about moderation and relativity a little bit, but I absolutely love this man. I have this saved in my phone. Some poor foamless fool is probably sitting next to a waterfall somewhere, totally unaware of how angry and scared he's supposed to be.
That's a good one.
Man, I absolutely love that. It's just about like disconnect, you know, use that social media in moderation and disconnect to get outside, enjoy Mother Earth, Mother Nature, but take that mental rest too. Like we talk about taking the rest physically, you know, we're talking about exercise and fitness a lot on here, but take that rest mentally, you know, just get outside, get away from your phone and take that rest, because everything is meant to make you mad. Everything's meant to be controversial. Everything's made to piss you off. So take a little break from it and get outside a little and enjoy what's going on around you. We don't stop and look around enough. We really don't.
So true. You see, it's crazy. Like, I was reading some crazy thing the other day about this. And it's like, we see all these things that are going on around the world that should make you panic if you're right next to it, but we're not.
Yeah, right.
Thousands of miles away. And we're freaking out about it. Like, it has nothing to do with you. It has no effect on you. But it feels like it's right next to you because it's in your hand. It's crazy. Sometimes, and it drives people nuts.
Yeah, sometimes my girlfriend will get mad at me that I'm not pissed at something that happened in California or in Japan or whatever. And I'm like
always something in California.
Yeah, right. I'm like, listen, I know it's not a nice thing to say, but it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take a step and get away from it, man. And I'm gonna keep my mentals for me. I'm not gonna put that energy towards things that I can't control or think about. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brett. Let's get on to wrapping this show up. Let's get into some goals, man. What you got for goals for the week?
So I did the same thing I did last week. I wrote down 5 of them because, you know, keep that 80% area if one doesn't go well. So my first one is my primary one, back off leg training. It's so weird because, like, people hate legs, but I love training legs. But
leg day is my favorite day.
Dude, same. You just feel like a beast. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, backing off leg training. I'm gonna do some light steady state cardio, like a 8-minute pace or something for a mile or whatever, something like that. Gonna try to meditate. I've been talking a lot about it on here and trying to get that purposeful silence in there and just try to just try to get all that straightened out.
Absolutely.
I am not going to eat cake after tonight. Tomorrow we're back on track.
After tonight, Brett. After tonight.
There's still some funfetti cake left that I want.
You said pod's not coming out till tomorrow.
Yeah, facts. It's Tuesday. We're good. But yeah, no, we're going to eat clean after tonight. And then 5, I'm going to take my own advice that I put out on the Instagram page today. I'm going to practice gratitude. I put it up today, and it was listing 3 things you're grateful for when you wake up and before you go to bed, and watch it change your mood. And it's so true. It completely changes where you're at if you start practicing that. So I'm taking my own advice.
Man, that's a practice I need to get back to. In college, I used to have a little notebook like this, and I'd get up and I'd write 3 things as part of my morning routine. I got to get back on that. I'm adding that to my list. I'm stealing that one, man.
Do it. I like it. We're getting out here. We're getting gracious.
Dude, it's so important. My brother has a little 1-2-3 tattooed on his wrist. So every morning he wakes up, looks at it, and lists 3 things.
Just starts writing on his wrist.
Hey, get the Sharpie out, man. Erase it.
Yeah, really.
All right, man. I'm going to add that. I'm going to do 3 things I'm grateful for every morning. Brett, another one you inspired me to do. I have been talking about and thinking about it for a while, man, but I'm gonna get my first investment going. I'm gonna get on. I remember this was like 4 months ago. I texted you, hey, what apps you use, what do you trust, and you were explaining to me which ones you use for what. So I'm gonna get that ball rolling. I'm gonna get number one. All right.
I'm very excited.
I feel like I shouldn't even have to say my everyday run and log, but the logging is the big thing for me. I've been consistent with it. And it lets me know where I'm at. I'm doing 100 miles this month, so I'm a little bit behind, but I need to average about like 3.9 something a day for the rest of the month. So my goal for the next week is to do 4 miles per day as an average. So that's going to be my big goal for the week, making sure I get, you know, 4 miles a day. And I'm hoping it's a little bit more than that. Hey, started off today, 5.4, baby. We feeling good.
That's so crazy how that's just nonchalant for you now. If I had to run 5 miles tomorrow, I'd be dead. Like, I couldn't do it.
It's just tough that it gets cold, man. Like, I leave to start my run at like 4 today, and it's dark after like 25 minutes. I'm running down Blackbrook, and I hear these three coyotes all howling together, and it's like dark. There's no lights. I'm like, man, I don't want to fight three coyotes right now. Like, I'm good.
Could you do it? Yeah, weird animal matchup. Chan Hutch versus three coyotes. How are you doing?
I mean, I don't think I'm killing all three of them, but like, I feel like I could easily get them to back off and run away. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, man. The one I saw how big's a coyote? A few years ago. Bro, it was like the size of a German Shepherd, the one I saw in your neighborhood. That thing was huge.
Well, dude, the ones that were in my neighborhood are, those were wolf and coyote hybrids. They were that's why they had like weird colors and like, dude, those things were freaky. But regular coyotes,
hands though. Just yeah. Right. Though.
20 to 50 pounds, man. I'd feel good about that. I don't.
Yeah, that's three of them, bro. That's 150 pounds of dog.
That's 190 pounds right here, boy. What you want? What you want? They should be worried about me. They should be worried when they.
I'm sure they are. I mean, they're more scared of you than you are of them.
I should have howled back. I should have said, "Come get some."
They might have come and hang out, man. They're looking at you like you're the new leader.
Hey, man, I'm in. All right, we got some goals going for the week. Got a good end of the episode, man. So, hey, whoever's out there listening, we just want to say thank you. Hit any of the social medias at Accountability Connection. Hit like, subscribe, comment, follow, save, share, whatever you can do for us. We do appreciate it. And then, Brett, lastly, just go out and get after it, people. Just go out and get after it. I mean, you got the time. I know if I went into whoever's hearing this phone and looked at their screen time report about what apps they're using for an hour a day, I know that you got time, man. So please, please, please chunk that time for yourself. Find some purposeful silence, find some good productive rest, and go out and get after it. You got anything, Brett? It.
Own the morning and subscribe. All right. Please.
Hey, that's episode 3. Thanks.